Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has with khair, with well-being, with safety, security, it's given to us in this azim, great month, his great ibadah. With ease, Allah has given us the tawfiq to do this. And let's pray that Allah ta'ala, the rest of Ramadan also allows us to spend in this way. Now, if we look at the life of the human being, however many different turns of life, different parts of life, Ramadan compared to the rest, it makes us practice for the rest of the life, these 30 days, so that it becomes a good habit, and then the rest of our life can be spent in the obedience to Allah. One insan, one human being in his life, this is such an important part. Just like nobody can reject death. Just like nobody can reject this point, this fact. That they're all parts of life that we will be confronted with. Yes? And we see people, human beings, young, old, weak, man, woman, different human beings. There's somebody who is mature, not mature. And for every insan, this thing is essential. And it's very important part of life, not a small part, without which there is nothing, there's no success. Rather, we should consider that when a person's born, then along with him, he brings that into life. Just like it's written, life and death, in the same way, this situation is recorded with a person. What is that? With ease you'll understand when I'll explain to you. And that is difficulties, distresses, problems, illnesses, ups and downs, some form of issue, a mental issue, physical issue, or wealth issue, or children issues. Brothers, whatever thing you name it, is in this in life? Now if you survey that, for example, somebody is not rich, he's upset, somebody is poor, he's upset, somebody is healthy, he's upset, somebody is without a child, he's upset, somebody who has children, he's upset. Somebody who's married, he's upset. Somebody who's not married, he's upset. So, issues and worries are throughout life. It cannot be that a person is not occupied in some sort of issue or distress. And there are different grades and different intensities that a person experiences. This is Allah Ta'ala's hikmah, that why should Allah keep his human being servant upset or distressed or worried? Big point, isn't it? Such an important point, such an important fact. That Allah Ta'ala states, without this, you cannot live your life, because your coming into this world was then a waste of time. And this we consider is our biggest obstacle. Why don't you pray Salah? Oh, I was ill. Why don't you come to congregation prayer? Oh, I was doing something else. Something happened to me. Why didn't you keep the fast? Oh, I had to go to the hospital. Excuses, aren't there? Reasons. So many excuses we make. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what he said, this hadith, say hadith, has Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated this hadith. And I speak from the Quran and the hadith. Quran, hadith. This is such a subject, the whole Quran is filled with this subject, this topic, the explanation. So has Anas radiallahu anhu said that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, this is a great hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he wants good for somebody, when he wants love, he wants to elevate his status, when he wants to draw his servant near, then Allah Ta'ala makes him upset, gives him worries. Subhanallah. Say Subhanallah. Yes, the thing that we're scared of, Allah says, I know and I give it to him. He doesn't like that, but I like it. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. He has a headache. Does anyone like a headache? Never. Yes, does anyone like being upset down? Nobody likes that. So actually he says, that Allah says, this is goodness, this is my favor upon my servant. Yes, and I am testing him. And look at Iman is such a great asset. The person who doesn't have Iman, he can never understand this point, subhanAllah. That this is also a ni'mah from Allah. Thousands of times you can try and convince him, the person who doesn't have Iman, he says, no, how can this be a ni'mah of Allah? Person who doesn't believe in Allah, I'm speaking about those people. They'll say, are you mad? That distress and worry and sorrow, how can you say this is ni'mah? But where there's a mu'min, a believer, and he realizes Allah gave this, he says, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Look at the big, big point that Iman, Allah has given us this treasure to have yaqeen in Allah. Because this is natural, isn't it? In Islam teaches us deen is natural. Natural, we have the natural facts we accept. We accept the ups and the downs. It's part of life, ups and downs. If we see that, for example, there's a beautiful the flower, the rose, which is the king of the flowers. To get to the rose, Allah has put nettles there first, thorns on the stem. Allah says, the best flower, isn't it? That you can't just break it off the top. You have, there are nettles and thorns. What we realize, something, the more valuable and precious there is, our mission is, alongside on the way there will be obstacles, barriers, difficulties. So a mu'min, a Muslim, his greatest mission is what? To attain Allah, to get to Allah. Is there any bigger mission than this for a human being? So if there are thorns and nettles with a rose, then will there not be obstacles, barriers in the path to get to Allah? Of course there will be. Of course, it's stated that if some issue of your life, issues are on hold and you can't achieve what you want to, here you realize. Now look, listen to the next point, which has just come to my mind. Beautiful point. That we are, there are difficulties, issues, sorrows, everything's there. But how does that then turn to goodness? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So there must be a tariqah, isn't it, to transform that. That, for example, how do I make all of this, the obstacles and barriers and issues, into goodness? How can I elevate my status due to these? Through this, how can the human being get close to Allah and become wali Allah? Through his problems and sorrows, through this, his issues and disease, etc. So if we utilize this formula, that's when a person is really a person. That's when he improves himself. If you don't utilize the formula, then you cannot succeed. You cannot succeed. Otherwise, what is there? If you don't utilize the formula, then that person will be destroyed. He'll go towards negative. He'll be astray. Yes, the path will close. So if he utilizes the formula that Allah has given him in the time of difficulty and sorrow and problems, then he'll get to goodness. Then he'll get close to Allah. Then he'll become wali Allah. Then he will, in his destiny, the goodness, the good results, through his difficulties. Rather than due to difficulties going far from Allah, he'll draw closer to Allah, nearer to Allah. So what is that formula? That is what we need to understand, subhanAllah. What is it practically we have to do?
وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ.
SubhanAllah. So that thing that Allah has sworn, Allah promises, great statement, and this is a great surah in the Quran this is. Where the pious elders have said that, and this is also attached to the hadith, the muhaddithin and the ulama ikram said that the person who recites this surah abundantly, this and the verses, guaranteed he will depart this dunya with iman. Yes, if you recite this surah, guaranteed. So wal asr, keep reading this surah. It's a great wazifa, great lesson for you to enable yourself to depart with iman. My Hazrat Sahib Nur al-Marqada, he wrote in his Malfuzat this point, subhanAllah. And I do this, alhamdulillah. It's a great wazifa. That this ayah, this surah, read it in salah, read it normally. You can read it in your du'as. And in this, Allah Ta'ala gives the effect that person recites surah wal-asr, then you get the guarantee that you will die with iman. Allah gives that promise. And another point we understand also, mashallah, we should be grateful to Allah that how Allah Ta'ala gives this ni'mah, that the mu'min who is upset and distressed, that he wants to die with iman, he has the great fikr, the mu'min, concern. Yeah, this is a distress, isn't it? The greatest distress is what? That this is the solution to that distress. That Allah has given us this surah, this whole surah, wal asr. There, Allah gives solution to all the problems through the surah, that even the biggest difficulty come your life, distress, sorrow, worry, depression, to convert that to good, to get closer to Allah, recite this surah. Allah has put the solution in this surah. Not just by, for no other reason. Very few you'll get this style. Allah says, "Wal asr, I swear by the declining day, by this generation, by the world that I've created." Allah has allowed claiming, announcing, that subhanAllah said, if we are like this, we don't understand, we don't listen to the Quran, we don't read it. أَفَلَا تَتَدَبُّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Allah says, if you don't read the Quran, if you don't ponder on it, you don't reflect on it, you don't think about it, that what Allah has given to us to the insan. Is this not the case, brothers? So, look at the solution Allah has given. Allah swears, وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. And Allah says, that exhort one another to truth, the haqq, Allah's put that, included them. What is that haqq? Sabr. Endurance. Patience. Why is Allah attached endurance with the haqq, with the truth? So whoever is on the path of haqq, true mu'min, true believer, following the right way, with true iman, and he stands firm on the haqq, wherever he's on the haqq, apart from distress and problems, there will be nothing else in his life. On every footstep he'll have a challenge. On every footstep he'll have a test. On every word he'll be challenged. If he's doing something for someone, he will be tested that he's speaking the truth. If he's at home, he'll speak the truth, the haqq, there'll be problems at home. When he's at the workplace, there'll be problems at the workplace because he's following the haqq. So Allah swears. Allah says with the haqq, with the truth, always the true mu'min, the true Muslim, he'll have experiences of problems and sorrows and difficulties and barriers, and he has to stay on the haqq. Everyone says, do this. He says, no, this is wrong. I can't do this. Say subhanAllah. Yes, everyone does business like this. This is right. We can do this. He says, no, I can't do this. Hundreds doing it. It doesn't matter. I'm one on my own. I cannot do wrong. If he's got difficulty at that time, people stop giving him money, loans, business goes downhill. Yes, in the house, if there's a problem, he say he's on the haqq. They say, do this, do that, you can do this, this is allowed. Children do tarbiyah like this, they can do this, this is permissible. He says, no, I'll make my children hafiz, teach them Quran, the qari, teach them deen. I'll take them towards ulama, scholars, mashallah, I'll make them included in the best of jama'ah. Everyone else says, oh, he's mad, crazy, get him out of the house. Give us. So there's opposition. Yes, if something wrong is happening at home, he says, stop this, close this. Everyone in the family will go against him. So where there's haqq, truth, what will there be? There'll be distress, sorrow, difficulties alongside the haqq in parallel in your life. The final Prophet, he was living the life. When he promoted the haqq, everyone went against him. The deen started in this way, didn't it? Those same people who embraced him, who praised him, who said, keep our trust with you, our property. When the haqq came, soon as the haqq came, the problems came, difficulties came, distress came. Said then the Prophet ﷺ, how was he successful throughout the whole of his life? What was the formula? وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاسَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Adopt the endurance and the sabr in your life. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. Sabr is what we need to bring to our life. The whole life, the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, he promoted the haqq, the truth. He had the greatest weapon. The greatest of it. Such events, Taif, the severity, he was imprisoned in Makkah 2-3 years, the Muslims, they were, you could say, in house prison. But what was the solution? Sabr, sabr, endurance, patience. As Ali Karamallahu Wajh, remember his great fantastic statement, because he's Babul Ilm, he's the door of knowledge, as Ali Karamallahu Wajh. What a great statement of his about sabr. He says that sabr is such a factor, an element of life. Without this, in the dunya, no task of yours can be complete. It's incomplete. Just like you are, your body is incomplete without the head. If you take the head off a person's body, then is he a human being anymore? Is he existing anymore? No. So when, for example, you wear this, is he Zaid or Bakr? How is he? Does anyone recognize a person without his head? You can't if you don't have your face, because his head has disappeared. Yes, in the darkness you can't see anyway if you don't have the visibility. So he said that that's how essential it is. Just like a body, if you have the head on the body, without the head there's no body. Pay attention to what I'm saying. Otherwise you'll go to waste. Won't go right or left. Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. Allah Ta'ala is unhappy when you're looking around. I'm delivering this message. People aren't looking. You're looking left and right. Then Allah Ta'ala takes that point out of the heart. Okay? Be careful of this. Don't look around. Be careful. Pay attention. Allah Ta'ala, the person who speaks, he forgets what he's saying. Such a good point, I forgot. Because the people are listening, they're disturbing him. This, for example, okay, something's happening, forget that. Is this it? This is the muhabbat and love you of Allah and Rasul. Pay attention. Are you looking left and right, looking around? Don't know what I was saying. What was I saying? Yes. Without the head, just like the human being, if he doesn't have the head on the body, without the head there's no body. Same way as Ali Karamallahu Wajhahu said, without sabr, he cannot complete any task in the life. No task can be successful without this factor, this element. Why? Difficulty, sorrow, problems, difficulties, he cannot be saved in his life. Yes, look, you can just say he's rich, he cannot be upset. Yes, well, I will say that the person who's the most wealthy, you consider, phone him and ask him, do you have any problems in your life? He'll give you the whole list of the problems in his life. The wealthiest of people, and this is Kamal, that everyone sees the other person's difficulties. For example, you have a headache. The person who works in a hospital, they know about this point, about the patients. Yes, the doctors, those who work in the medical field, nurses, ask them. They have this experience, they have this ilm, the knowledge, that every patient is shrieking, oh, I'm in the worst place, please help me, I'm finished, don't go to the other patients, look at me, no one's giving attention to me, I've got the worst disease, he's not that sick, I'm worse, please come to me, help me. Is this not the case? Every patient thinks he's the worst position. If you got that toothache, if you ask a person, you say, forget your headache, you know the toothache I'm having right now, you cannot imagine. Stomachache, the person says, forget your toothache. The stomachache is the worst, you cannot imagine. Yar, my urine, I can't urinate. Forget it, you don't know my feeling, my pain. Subhanallah. So, a person, he does not have that patience, endurance. But subhanAllah, when you have endurance and patience, everything comes onto the same playing field. Level playing field. When you have sabr, then how a person turns the tide. Subhanallah, Buzala gives him goodness. And everything, every bad thing you experience will take you close to Allah. Very fantastic point. Every bad thing, negative thing in your life takes you close to Allah. So how does sabr convert you? At that time, when a person considers himself as sick, he's shrieking, screaming, when he does sabr, then he says, leave me, I'm fine. Go and look at the others. They need your help. Subhanallah. Because he's become good. He says, no, don't worry about me. I'm okay. Look at the other patient. Give him care first. I'm fine. I'm teak-tag. So I've only got a headache. No, he's got stomachache. He's worse position. Why? Because he's got sabr. He's converted him towards Allah. Taken him towards Allah. Then he leaves his fikr, worry, and he looks towards and regard towards other makhluq. As soon as a person, he'll sacrifice himself and he'll look towards other people and he's become a wali Allah. Subhanallah. Wali Allah. Walaya darajata ajeeb and unique. Subhanallah. Ajeeb and unique darajat of walayat. This is a khas. You don't get walayat from specific actions. These amal, through these you have to make effort. But if you do khidmat of the makhluk, very quickly you attain the nearness to Allah. If you do ibadah, it can take very long to get close to Allah. If you knock on the neighbor's door and say, is there a problem at home? What's it? I heard some crying, screaming. Through that, many times over, if you ask a neighbor, somebody, thousands of years you can pray tahajjud. But this action of asking the neighbor, immediately Allah will be happy with you. But those salah, they could be showing off, showing people, pride. Very hard to get your ibadah kabul. But go and knock on the door of the neighbor, a human being, and ask him. He could be Christian, Jew, kafir, Sikh, whatever. Allah says, subhanallah, love this action. You loved my human being, I love you for this fact. Subhanallah. So this is our deen, brothers. This is ibadah. So sabr, patience, endurance, as Ali Karamallahu says, fantastic action, converts, transforms your actions towards Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has Anas radiallahu anhu, he narrated this hadith, that the person who does sabr, who exhibits endurance, Allah says that his status is transformed. That gave him sickness for this reason, was I wanted to make him my beloved, my dear, close to me. I gave him difficulties. I made him unemployed. For this reason, his children had issues. I stopped his actions being completed. His actions that he had, A, B, C, everyone's doing this, I can't succeed, I'll die, I'll pass away, he's successful, he's got this, his business flourishing, he's getting married, he's got children, I don't have this. Everyone looks at his sorrows. Allah says, I gave you these difficulties, so that when you do sabr, then how you become a true human being. Rasulullah said that he becomes what type of human being? That he becomes such a human being that when He turns to Allah, and when he raises his hands and does dua, then in the heavens, all the angels, according to the meaning of the hadith I'm sharing with you, all the angels in the heavens, they turn to Allah and say, Allah, that he is our friend. Allah, accept his dua. Accept his dua. Subhanallah. So tell me now, what is sickness? In the end, I will tell you, hadith, what is sickness? So all those people, they go towards Allah. All the angels, they turn to Allah. Allah, this servant of yours. And the hadith says, that Allah, we are aware of this servant of yours. We are aware of him, Allah. We know him. Yes, he's sick, Allah. And he's in a bad situation, in a bad way, Allah. And you could have taken his life before, but you've given him a new lease of life due to the sickness. Beautiful hadith on this subject, that the four prophets... We don't have the time now. I can't go into that detail. Now, even today, I'm a bit down, to be honest. And this topic will extend. So, do you understand what I'm saying? So, those angels, they don't understand that he doesn't understand himself. That he's sick, but his life has been given that lease of life. And he's getting taste and enjoyment from the life. Because when he comes to sabr, he says, Subhanallah. That Allah, all the time is being spent in your time, in your remembrance. So my machine of life is fine. I've got no pain, no stress, no sorrow, no difficulty. Allah, I'm fine. Khair. Allah's given me more opportunity after dying. I won't get this opportunity to say Subhanallah even further. So I'm fine. And when I say Subhanallah, I get more than the height of the mountains of thawab by saying Subhanallah once. Subhanallah, look, how will I get the thawab after death? Running to the, I'm going to get included in Jama'ah and Salah. Where will I get the opportunity again? I'm keeping the fast, I'm doing du'as. All of this will finish when I pass away. Yes, let it carry on. Let the car carry on, even if it's broken down. Let it carry on. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, yaar. What a great life Allah Ta'ala has given to us. And we think negative. What does deen teach us? If you're upset, you get the positive effect, isn't it? Yes, destroy sorrow. So where does everything come from? From the sorrows, difficulties, worries. Allah gives rizq, Allah gives happiness. But Allah says, who I give sadness to? Then Allah says, I am with that person who's got sadness. I am with that person. Ma'as-sabirin. Aha, subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran, ma'as-sabirin. Allah's announced, great announcement. So brothers, some people, that those whose awareness is open, their batin is open, when they see people, alhamdulillah, they are envious of them, those who have difficulties and problems. Allah, that this is not happening, and this way you've made your servant beloved. Allah, make me like this as well, your beloved servant, close to you. Draw me towards that same situation. So should we be upset with our downs? Should we be sorrowful? No, rather what should we be? Sabr. Those who have sabr, then what is the sketch this draws out, the hadith, that all the angels become aware of that person, they know him, they're aware of that person by name, they know that person who's got sorrows and difficulties, they know him by name, personally, his every issue they're aware of, because soon as he's got an issue, a problem, a sorrow, a difficulty, they say immediately, Allah, we know this servant of yours, Allah Ta'ala then gives the answer, the response to those angels, what do you know this person? I know my servant. Allah says, I know my servant. This is the meaning of the hadith I'm sharing with you. Allah says to the angels, you don't know him. Who knows him best? I know him. He's my servant. She's my servant. This is that servant who doesn't ask to me. Without asking, I give to him. I know him more than me. You don't need to give your reference about him to me or intervene. Whatever he asks, He doesn't even ask, I give to him and I give him better and over and above what he asked for me. And if he makes a mistake, then Allah says, I transform his sins, bad deeds into good deeds. Allah responds to the angels, you don't know this person, I know this person. Allah says, I never leave anything lacking in his life. What do you know? Don't you know? Then other side of the hadith comes now. Allah says, don't you know on the plane of resurrection, my angels, don't you know Qiyamah? That how fantastic, I am Sariul Hisab, I will take the accounting from my servants. Every single second of their life, I will account on the scale of justice. It's not the case, you can do what you want, £5 no, £10 no, £20 no. No, your good deeds won't run like that. And thereafter, every salah, every action will be weighed, my friends. In praying salah, be cautious. And let me explain this point to you. Be cautious. Some people have a very bad habit in salah. Very bad habit. If they stood with a pious person or good person or a wali Allah or a friend of Allah, then they start to mimic that person. They start to imitate that person. They start to mock that person. So he's not praying his salah. He's looking towards that person.
mimicking him. This is not salah. He stood at the same time. He prays in a certain way and manner. He's bowing down a bit. He waits, so I'll bow down at the same time. This is not salah. We need to follow one person who's the imam. We follow his takbir, his ushering. Soon as he says Allahu Akbar, then forget left, right, there's somebody next to you. Look at your actions. Look at what you need to be doing. Some people, what do? They wait, they start mimicking. He's getting up slowly, they start getting up slowly. He takes a delay, they start taking a delay. The salah is spoiled. You'll spoil your salah. This is islahan. I'm giving you islah, rectification. Sometimes this happens, isn't it? So be careful about this. Very careful. Follow your imam. He's leading the salah. Don't follow that pious elder. Allahu Akbar, as soon as you say that, then you're detached from the dunya. Who's around you? We make this mistake, we look at him. That, for example, when you have your tawajjah towards him, then your salah's ended. Yes, when you're paying attention to a person's salah, he's getting up slowly, you're getting up slowly, he hasn't got up yet, you don't get up. He hasn't bowed down yet, you're not bowing down yet, then you are spoiling and ending your salah. Sharan, my thoughts are like this. Sharan, I think the salah is fasid. It's null and void. So be careful about this. Yes, when Allahu Akbar is said, then you detach yourself from the dunya. You're immersed in Allah's love. Forget everything, left, right, who's there. Just concentrate on your salah. It's your own salah. You're getting up, you're bowing, you're submitting, you're sitting. That's what should be the case. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Okay, fine. This masala has been solved today as well. Yes. So what was I saying? Yes, today I'm a little bit slow. A little bit slow today. The machine's going slow today. So what was I saying? Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the answer to the angels. Hashar, the resurrection, plane of resurrection. Look at the game that when I'll take hisab from people, I said, that time you'll see my servants, what's the value of sujood? What was your sajda? Where was your attention that time when you got in ruku? Where were your thoughts at that time? Where were you looking? What were you thinking? You know, we say, I just pray salah, I've come home. Allah says, I know, I'm sariul hisab. I will take accounts quickly. Then my hisab is not the hisab that you think is hisab. My hisab will be total. I will extract your thoughts from within. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. From within I'll extract. Riya, you're showing off. At that time you're giving azan, you're thinking I'm giving beautiful azan, people are listening to me, people will enjoy my azan. When I was reciting Quran, people are enjoying me. Allah says, you are worried about the dunya, not to me. Look how sincere we need to be. Think about it. So khalis we need to be. And you don't get this from the shop, ikhlas. Ikhlas you don't get from the stores, from the department stores, from the bazaar marketplace. You'll learn this from the khanqa. Ikhlas, I swear by Allah, on the prayer mat I say this, wahid, one treasure of Allah, ikhlas, you can only get from the slippers, the shoes, the sohbat of the wali of Allah, nowhere else. No Darul Uloom will teach you ikhlas, no institute you will teach you ikhlas, you will get it from the broken down khanqa, you will learn ikhlas. Where, subhanAllah, there's no fans blowing, there's no lush thick carpets, no decor, there's just a straw mat, a broken mat, and you'll get the most valuable treasure. The wealthiest person will be there. And even if his amal is the weakest, even if he is weak in practice, he will be wealthy. But the greatest treasure you'll get there is ikhlas, sincerity, in the khanqa. Say subhanAllah, subhanAllah. So a person who... If you want to get a carpet, lush carpets, go to the big, you know, like a furniture shop, carpet shop. Go to the best shop, furniture shop, carpet shop. If you want to do grocery shopping, go to the biggest mall, big shops, department store. But a person wants to learn ikhlas, then go to the broken down khanqa. That's where you'll learn ikhlas. Sincerity. With the broken hearted people, sit with them. Sit with those in distress and sorrow. SubhanAllah, one letter I read, the subject, I can't read it, what Hazrat Sahab said. In his words, one statement from his great statements, what he wrote, subhanAllah, I shook when I read that. My Shaykh, he's my teacher, and great muhabbat, love connection between us. And mashallah, he had a lot of love for me, my Shaykh, my Hazrat. And he would share his family affairs with me, his personal issues with me. And what ajeeb letter of Hazrat Sahab came to me. Old age, I'm feeling distressed. I'm enveloped with sickness. My wife, she's a kidney patient. We've got poverty. And there's poverty. In ajeeb, unique way, he shared with me his personal issues. we think that the Wali Allah, you know, that from the heavens there's mercies raining down, but you don't know the condition of their heart and their affairs at home. Issues why? Allah says, who I want to take towards goodness, I give him more distress, more upset, more worries, more sorrows. Sayyid al Mursaleen, Rasulullah said that the amount I was pestered, no one was pestered in life more than me, says Rasulullah. Why? Because there's no greater human being than, no greater personality than, no rutbah, no status to be given to one more than Rasulullah, to the one who was wrapped in the blanket. So the Wali Allah, the friend of Allah, is he who you cannot recognize dahir, his worries and distress at home and in his personal life. Some way or other, Allah Ta'ala wants to bring him towards goodness and well-being. Say Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So should we be upset and down when we have distress and worries? Do you understand what I'm saying a little bit? Is there an effect on you? Am I saying right thing? Is the sickness is coming up? Yes, I will speak at the end about, we're talking about Ramadan. So brothers, Allah Ta'ala says that this is how we'll take the hisab in the hereafter, and we'll have to give this up. No, I can't give this up. Oh, I'm off holiday. Where are you going? Allah says, your footsteps cannot move until you don't give the hisab of your young life, your youth, your old age, your feet. The pen will not stop. Where do you spend your life? Where do you spend the young life? What did you do? Where did you go? How did you spend your life? There's not some joke that life will come in the hereafter, brothers. Today's day is gone. One day has gone in your life. You'll have to give the hisab. Did you waste it, or did you make this day for the hereafter? Well, you'll have to stand in front of Allah and give the hisab to Allah. Those who are conscious, every second of their life they do work for the akhirah. They live in this world, they fulfill the needs of the world, but every second they're worried, Allah, what will I do? How will I pay for this in the hereafter? I need to make my akhirah life with the seconds of this world. Subhanallah. Don't waste the time in this world. Allah has given you a stomach, needs of life, job, business, wife, children, home, family. But you shouldn't do one second of these things that you don't make the akhirah through these responsibilities. What maqam Allah wants to give us? Great maqam. What maqam in life, as Allah said, that if you want, you can make every second of the day, whatever responsibility you have, you can transform into akhirah. Great Allah, great maqam. That, for example, what maqam, a person in the world? Yeah, what you could say that a time in the life, you got the company of the wife, you're not at the work, the man loves his wife and the wife loves the husband, and naturally Allah has given you passion, inclination and attraction, and you got relaxation. And Rasulullah, even at that time, he told us that within, Allah Ta'ala has taught you a way to do this so you can attach it to the akhirah. Okay, this enjoyment with the husband and wife together, this enjoyment is nothing. Imagine the enjoyment of the akhirah. This doesn't even come close to one atom's weight of that. And that's the mazah, the enjoyment in the hereafter that Allah wants to give. But even the enjoyment of this world, Rasulullah said, if you do it the right way, you can attain Jannah. What can I say to you? The words of a Wali Allah, Ajib, unique. At that time of enjoyment, Ajib ziyarah he did. Allahu Akbar. Ajib ziyarah. That Allah, if you look at the halat, the condition of the Wali of Allah, because at that time he's with his wife, where would he be? Subhanallah, his thoughts, everything, he was focusing on Allah Ta'ala's ahkams and the way of life. Even then his darajat were elevated, and he considered that as ni'mah, treasure of Allah. I was requesting that any action Allah Ta'ala has given insan in the life, no face of life that is empty, that we cannot earn reward. Every second of life. Now after Ramadan, Eid has come, happy. We give up, eat, drink and be merry. Kulu ashrabu. Is this? How can this be? That we forget. How can this be that we forget? Allah says, eat, drink, and at the same time, and the akhirah at the same time. Allah doesn't stop, don't go to your wife. Allah doesn't say, don't work. Allah doesn't say, don't have a business. Allah says, does everything. But, subhanAllah, don't forget me at the same time. Don't forget me. This is the life of the mu'min. So Allah says, such a hisab I'll take, I've given to you everything in the world. If you keep on living your life in parallel and focusing on the akhirah, yes, you're not a wild donkey that you can run around the dunya and do what you want. How long will you do this? Eventually, akhirah will meet you. You are slowly, the old age will come, you'll become a Buddha, your hand will shake, old age. Few days ago, 5-10 years ago, were you like this? 5-10 years ago? 3 years ago, were you like this? Frail?
and incapable. 8 years ago were you like this? Did you not change? 4 years ago your friends, they meet, oh, you've changed a lot. And your face, you can see grey hairs, white hairs. Don't they say to this to you after a few years when they meet you? Yaar, you were young before, yaar. You were vibrant, energetic. Well, I can see a few grey hairs on the side of your head. Oh, I was young and vibrant a few years ago. But this is a natural factor will come. You don't remain the same as a man. Yeah, you change. Transformation comes. So when you give hisab in the hereafter, what hisab will I give? How will I answer for my deeds? So look at what Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, that time there will be severe hisab. Your deeds will be hanging in the balance, but there will be one qawm, one nation, one group. There will be a ajeeb, unique group of people. What will happen to them? They will be under the rain. They will be having a bath in the mercies of the rain. The rain that's melting, the mercies that will be raining down. They will be having a bath immersed in that. Immersed. Just like in the world, there will be problems, difficulties raining. So Hazrat Sahib said, I'm old and sickness. I'm old. I don't have no son here, no children with me, my wife's with me, we're ill and we are in poverty. But be careful, Faruqi Sahab, never be ghafil from the zikr of Allah. In every corner, go and deliver the zikr of Allah. Go to the homes of people. This letter is in my home, I've got it. Suddenly his car changed direction. He was telling me, but he gave me a warning. The Faruqi Sahab, don't waste the time. Don't waste this time. Love your students. Teach them dhikr. Every corner of the world, go and teach dhikr. Go to the places and teach them dhikr. Don't lose heart. Whatever happens will be made through dhikr. The line, the subject matter suddenly changed in the letter. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Is he not the Wali of Allah? This is called Wali Allah. Subhanallah. He's in difficulty. Alongside the difficulty, he suddenly said, have sabr, uruj of sabr. When it came, Allah came back to his remembrance, to his memory, to his thoughts. He forgot everything of his life, the difficulties. Allah Ta'ala will say, now look at this. The angels, Allah says that my mercies rained on them, just like the difficulties and the problems and the worries came in your life. Rahmah will come unto that person. Mercy will come unto that person. He'll be immersed in that in the hereafter. Subhanallah. Innama, Allah says, yusabiruna ajrun bighayri hisab. Asabiruna bighayri ajrun bighayri hisab. That all of you will be accounted for your deeds on the day of judgment. You'll be stood for years. 1 year and thereafter 50,000 years of this world. Be stood for years. Who can give a sab? In their sweat they'll be drowning. But they'll be told, the people of sabiruna ajrun bighayri hisab. Come, come. I'm not stopping you. There's no hisab for you. Go, go enter into paradise. No restriction, no barrier, no hurdle. Subhanallah. At that time, the final words of the hadith are this, Subhanallah, that those people who in the dunya, they had big problems, big difficulties, they had sickness, they didn't like sickness. One sickness, thousands of doctors would come. They would be give them solutions to their wounds, to their problems. At that time, they would call out to Allah, Allah, our body, Allah, you can cut it with the scissors. We will not say, oof, after seeing this destination, this is what we need, this is what we want. So until now, tell me, is difficulty bad or good? Allah is correct in saying it's good, isn't it? But when does it become good? When the human being exhibits what? Sabr, endurance, patience. Sabr is very essential, so I'll take a shortcut now. Otherwise I could discuss this in detail. I'm getting a lot of enjoyment, but we need to do dhikr. So let's come to the conclusion. What's the conclusion now? What's the point? That in this month Allah has given us, this month of Ramadan, Allah's Nabi Sallam, about this month, in the beginning, Rasulullah Sallam said in the beginning of Ramadan, the shahru sabr, Asabr thawabul jannah, Subhanallah, attached to this month. Say Subhanallah. This is the month of sabr, ashhar. This is the month of sabr. What did Rasulullah say? That this month is the month of sabr, endurance, patience, and the repayment, the reward of sabr, listen, listen, is direct paradise and without any hisab. Without any hisab. Subhanallah. Have you ever seen a cricket match? When you go to watch a cricket match, or you're going to a place, people are buying tickets and they're jumping on top of each other, want to get into the stadium, and there's some VIPs. Who are you? Oh, you have no need to jump into the, you can go bypass this queue, go to the VIP gate. Everyone's looking at him. Oh, VIP, very important person. You'll have this means all night long I stood in the queue to buy this ticket, and this man is walking straight into the stadium, come with a suit, tie and nice shoes, and the door, the gate's been opened him separate. He's been told, please come to the side, you don't need to join that queue, you go in. So that'll be the opportunity. Everyone will be stood in the Dajjam Al-Wakula. Come here, you VIPs, come here. Sabireen, come here, quickly, quickly, come to the side. Enter, Subhanallah. Marhaba, marhaba, welcome, welcome. Angels say, you, that why are you afraid? There's nothing restricting you. Are those people who had sabr in the dunya? Go, go, for you the doors of paradise are open, go. No hisab. And those people, subhanAllah, who said that my wife's sick, I'm upset, I'm down, no food at home. My son, there's no one here, what will be their hal, their noor? Those rewards Allah will set aside for them, that person could never imagine. Highest grade, superior grade for the sabreen. Inna Allah ma sabreen, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned. So what is this? This is the repayment. Allah says, my ummah, come, come, don't be afraid. I'm your Nabi, said Rasulullah. My ummah, every one of you, I take you to the maqam of sabr. I give you 30 days. I give you 30 days in Ramadan, subhanAllah. You got fasting, Ramadan's come. But 30 days, no ummah, before you got this. This is not a difficulty, a burden for you. Every single second I'm making you practice. For that time, that the rest of the year you forget. Come in Ramadan, practice, practice. And the rest of the year you'll continue to get the thawab. The reward, say subhanallah, subhanallah. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced, oh my ummah, this month is what? The month of sabr, the month of patience, and the repayment of patience you'll get on the hashr, the day of resurrection. Jannah, Jannah is waiting you. No hisab, no hisab. So see, what's the sabr in this month? Look, little points, you get the big understanding. So what's the sabr in this month? Sabr for us is this, that we in the morning, you had paratha and eggs and kebabs. Allah forgive. It's just eat so much, 9-10 hours. Allah keeps us hungry. Yes, every jais thing Allah Ta'ala stopped us doing. Allah Ta'ala has prohibited. Yes, this is being counted. Though on my order, you all these difficulties, your pain, difficulties, you're feeling down, and you're hungry, energy's down. And I asked a youngster today, how's your Ramadan passing? Youngster, he said, Azab, I feel thirsty, very thirsty right now. SubhanAllah, Ajib. So, sabr, endurance. He knows how much thirsty that poor soul. What does he know about Ramadan? He is a young man, and just a few months, a few months ago, he was a real Muslim. He didn't pray Salah before. He came towards Salah, then Ramadan came upon him. SubhanAllah. So I gave him encouragement, and I asked him today, and he gave the honest answer that, oh, I'm finished, I'm thirsty, I'm so thirsty, he said. So this is sabr, patience. So a little bit of sabr in the life, Allah said, I'm making you practice. But you got the rest of your life, there are tests to come, hurdles to come, barriers to come. Your children will test you, force you. Your family members will force you. Tragedies will force you, test you. Your life, tragedies. Maybe such a time will come that you will be grabbed. Maybe you'll go into jail. It wasn't even your fault. And you're in a dark cell. And people will be shocked, amazed. Why were you taken inside? You're sat in the jail, in the cell. You're thinking, what's happening? Why was I taken in? Why was I put in this cell? And such a corner of the jail will be thrown. That people, they'll start shaking, subhanAllah. What do you have to do that time? As-sabireen, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. And such a maqam when you do sabr, I swear by Allah, Allah gives you the enjoyment at that time. I swear by Allah, the enjoyment comes to your life at that time. When you have such a test that you have to go through, an experience. I slept that time there when I was in that test. I slept that never in my life did I ever sleep so peaceful. All of the people, they were afraid at that time. The people around me, they're waking me up and I wasn't waking up at that time. They're saying, are you on holiday here, mate? They said, that I've never seen a person like this in the cell sleep. And I said, oh, such a peace will be on the dreams. And my sleep is being fulfilled here. SubhanAllah, bidhnillah. So what was this, brothers? So this is convert. Allah says when you have endurance and sabr, Allah converts it to goodness. Difficulties come, problems come, worries come. So what does balai come? When does goodness come? When we are patient. And where will we get this from? Ramadan will teach us this. SubhanAllah. So if we do sabr today, you know, eating roti, drinking water. So what happens? As soon as the evening comes, subhanAllah, Allah's promise, my Nabi's promise, that the thawab of sabr is jannah. As soon as a person sits and goes towards food, iftari, drinking water, eating dates, doing this and that. But ni'mas, Allah says, see. Allah says, see, that immediately in the world I gave you a test and I filled your stomach and you got jannah in the world. Yeah, our jannah is just here, isn't it? It's limited to it. This is our jannah, isn't it? That the enjoyment of jannah, the food goes into your stomach, we're enjoying, oh, mashallah, tasty food. Oh, mango, sucking on the mango, eating different foods. So Allah says, this is just the world enjoyment. Allah says, when you come to me and break the fast of the world, when you break the fast of the world and the akhirah, Allah says that you are fasting for me in the world. But after 80 years, your ruh, when it will be extracted. For example, Allah says, after that, when you will break the fast, that enjoyment will be in Jannah. That's when you'll see the enjoyment, the true enjoyment. And how you'll have the enjoyment, you'll see when you break the fast of the in the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to practice the deen and make us save us from wasting the time. And Ramadan, what it makes is practice. Whatever comes to my mind, I keep sharing with you and sharing with you. So today was a good topic that came to my mind, mashallah. So don't be upset. Never be upset, down, sorrow. Nothing will be stopped in your life. You say, subhanallah, this is, why shouldn't I, and Jannah, inshallah, this fast will one day break. My difficulty will disappear, because Allah has promised. Allah has promised that everything you say, I listen to, I'll give to you, definitely give to you. But first I'll deliver you to paradise. Then whatever you ask, I'll give to you. Angels, Allah says, who do you know this person? I've given to him already. I just want to see and test him that how long he will continue on the path of patience and endurance. There cannot be that I will not give to him. So remember, whoever is in difficulty, whatever hal you're in the world, wherever you're stuck in, difficulties, problems, don't worry. Don't worry. Allah has promised, I'll give to you. Definitely I'll give to you. You'll definitely get 100%, you'll get. But according to my hikmah and my wisdom, you'll get. So whoever's upset, down now, everyone's hearts are open now. Alhamdulillah, end of story. That's it. Solution is found. Your difficulty has gone far away. So this practice, Ramadan's making us do, but this enjoyment to attain it, so that always through the rest of the year, this stays with you, so that you will have to follow the principles. In the same way, sit in dhikr, you'll have to sit in dhikr, sit in the company of the wali Allah, and then the enjoyment you continually you'll get for the rest of the year, continually. So this is the sabak that will be reminded and given to you repeatedly. Come, let's recite the rushif and start dhikr, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين يا میرے مولا تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے بڑی قیمتی گھڑی ہے میرے مولا تیری رحمت کے دروازے کھول رہے ہیں یا اللہ ہم سارے حاجت مند ہیں میرے مولا پریشان حال ہے مصیبت زدہ ہے یا اللہ تو اپنے فضل فرما رحم فرما دے میرے مولا ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم سب کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ زندگی کا پتہ نہیں کتنی دیر باقی ہے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہمارے معاف فرما دے سارے گناہ ہمارے معاف فرما دے صغیرہ اور کبیرہ گناہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہمارے دل کی کیفیات کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہمیں اتنا بدل دے میرے مولا کمزور ہے تو طاقتور بنا دے یا اللہ حاجت مند ہے تو ہماری حاجتوں کو دور فرما دے پریشان حال ہیں تو ہمیں آسودگی عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں تو ہمیں صحت عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہم بیمار ہیں تو ہمیں صحت عطا فرما دے یا اللہ ہم دین میں کمزور ہیں تو ہمیں طاقت نصیب فرما دے بے نمازی ہیں تو نمازی بنا دے نمازی ہیں تو اچھا نمازی بنا دے یا اللہ ذاکر ہیں تو اپنا محبوب بنا دے یا کریم تو اپنے فضل سے ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ اس ذکر کے صدقے سے ہماری حالتوں کو بدل دے یا اللہ تمہاری حاضری کو قبول فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلی صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزۃ عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین